This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. Come on out, baby. We're having us a little party over here at East River 9. And party a little different over here on the east side now. Y'all come on through. Fans are kicking. Weather is absolutely tremendous. Whether you want to hang at the bar here in the restaurant, which that's two in the same, by the way. TVs everywhere. The little breezeway outside. It's got a nice breeze. It is doing exactly what it is supposed to do. It is breezing through the way out there. And we got a nice little crew coming in. I got some of my folks for Mama's birthday coming over, I believe, right?
Uh-oh.
I think Lo and some of the girls are coming over, and I'm sure they're going to bring in a couple of most straggler-ass guys.
Sean Bajani roll in here.
Bajani rolled in with his little son. And if you want to bring your kids, bring them on up, man. The food's great. Drinks are great. The atmosphere is kid-friendly, and the weather is absolutely tremendous. Come on through. Hang out. We're going to give away a couple of we got one more Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card.
And then two
rounds for two, right? So two individual, a round of golf right here at East River 9 for two people. We're going to give away two of those, which that's a nice little value. So if you're here and you like to golf, maybe you're golfing today, maybe you're not, get off your ass, put your name in that raffle box right there, because we're going to give away a free round here for two coming up pretty quick. As well as the Academy Sports and Outdoors Ultimate Football Tailgate Package over here. Scan the QR code when you walk in the door. Register for that. That is, you are registering for two of our sweet tickets to the Baltimore Ravens Texans Christmas Day game, as well as a $1,000 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card. Again, Academy Sports and Outdoors Ultimate Football Tailgate Package. Get up here, scan the QR code. Get registered. Who doesn't want $1,000 to Academy Sports and Outdoors? Go a long way at Academy Sports and Outdoors, Ron.
Lord knows I know.
You just got through telling me a little story about that.
Yeah, telling you.
All right, I don't want to hold the people off on this, Ron, because I'm dead ass serious right here. I'm a little bit concerned about C.J. Stroud. And this ain't got nothing to do with an interception last week. It has nothing to do with losing the last three of the last four. It has nothing to do with a box score. It has nothing to do with, boy, he's not playing as good this year as he was last year, and last year was all this. It has nothing to do with living up to expectations or not. I knew there were some things that, you know, the Texans need to do better. But I don't know a football team with the exception of maybe the Chiefs, and hell, I mean, really, that may be it over the last handful of years, that hadn't gone through patches of football where they thought, damn, we're rough right now. We got to get better. We got to get this right. We got to straighten this out, right? I thought the Texans were just in a spot where it just hadn't been pretty of late. They don't have all their guys healthy. Offensively, they got to figure some things out in terms of kind of where they want to land. Do they want to be this super aggressive team or not? I did not realize, Ron, that we could potentially be at a spot where C.J. Stroud is, like, legitimately shook. And here's what I mean by this. Recently, it surfaced over the last week or so that the Texans have had a couple of players-only meetings, right? And
We've laughed about it.
We've laughed and joked about it, and rightfully so.
I just don't know why they've had multiple.
Right, right. Look, but here's the deal. Like, that is not the sign of a confident 6-2 or 6-3 football team. That is a sign of something's wrong. I don't know to what degree, but something isn't sitting right with the players. It's not the we can fix everything approach that the organization is communicating to us, Ron. That in itself means, man, somebody needs to get their ass on board. Somebody needs to quit pointing fingers like CJ and everybody was talking about a couple weeks ago, right? Like, that in itself is something you go, that's odd. Baltimore's lost a couple games this year, hadn't they? Lost a couple games this year. I don't think when they were sitting at 5-2 or 6-2, they were having team meetings, only meetings.
After Jameis got them,
After Cleveland got them, I don't think they ran. Like, that in itself is a little bit of one of those make you double take, right? And then yesterday, C.J. Stroud met with the media. And apparently, at some point in time, C.J. Stroud felt the need, he mentioned it himself, to have a little what seemed to be kind of a pep talk type of conversation with veteran tight end Dalton Schultz. Here's C.J. Stroud talking about his conversation with Dalton Schultz.
Nah, I wouldn't say it was reassurance. I mean, for me, I always know who I am. You know, like, if I throw 100 picks in the game, like, I'm going to keep swinging and keep shooting. Like, that expectation that I have and people have on me is just like that LeBron commercial. Like, if you didn't have it, then that's a problem. So I love the expectations that I have. And, you know, from this point, I feel like I've been answering those things with, you know, the cards I've been dealt. And, you know, I don't complain. I show up to work every day and I have fun. You know, this is something that the Lord has blessed me with, and I delight in it. And, you know, I think that conversation was just brothers, you know, just like it says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so does another man sharpen another. So we were just sharpening one another, you know. So I helped him, he helped me, and, you know, that's what D'Amico Preach is what our culture is just, you know, leaning on one another and, you know, being together through the thick and thin of things.
Leaning on, checking on, scripture, it just, like, meeting with Dalton Schultz. That was, by the way, that was the second question, the second time that it was brought up. The first time, you know, he mentioned, that's why they had to say, was the Dalton deal reassurance? Like, did you need reassurance that you can still play, kind of thing? That was the follow-up, right? So whatever the pep talk type of reassurance type of brothers checking on brothers, iron sharpening iron conversation that Dalton Schultz had with the quarterback. Again, another occurrence with the team meetings that just kind of makes you double take. And then D'Amico Ryans, and by the way, love the tone of D'Amico Ryans in the audio.
There's something you like?
I can just tell he ain't, it can be fixed. He ain't in a it can be fixed spot, right? He's not in a no big deal, long season, one game at a time spot. I mean, his tone is totally different. We got to fix some stuff, and I almost cussed right there. We got to fix.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some stuff type of spot for D'Amico, and that's all that I ask. Everybody out there that listens, and what do you want him to say? That's what I want to tell in his tone. I don't care if he really give a damn what he says. I want to tell in his tone later in the week that he's still pissed about the way his team played and lost that football game on Sunday night. And I could hear that today. So, but here's D'Amico Ryans talking about finishing up his remarks to the media today when he was asked about C.J. Stroud.
I like to see C.J. just go out and cut it loose, right? a lot has been probably said about the miscues of what CJ has done. But CJ has done a lot of great things for our team throughout this entire year. Full, complete trust in CJ. Let him go out and rip it. Cut it loose. Play fast. Play fun, man. CJ is why we are where we are right now. Right, we're sitting in a really good spot because of him, and he's an exceptional talent. I love working with CJ. I love his mindset, and I'm looking for him to come out and attack this game.
That was totally different than the tone I just got through explaining, by the way. That he went into father mode. He went into, hey, let me talk to CJ through the media real quick mode. And I haven't
show I got total confidence in you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, Ron. The one after I fumbled that ball in Tennessee, we were 8-0. I fumbled the ball in Tennessee. You know what the most common thing people told me? Hey, Clint, man, we wouldn't have been 8-0 if it wasn't for you. We wouldn't be where we were if it wasn't for you. We wouldn't be as good. We wouldn't be a top 10 football team if it wasn't for you. I mean, they were trying to reassure that my mind was right and I was in a good spot, and I wasn't going to go off the deep end when they were saying that, is my point. Like, and then Bobby Slowick spoke, and Bobby, I haven't heard the audio, but I read some of it. You know, Bobby kind of reiterated how great CJ's playing, and CJ's doing great, and CJ just needs to keep doing what he's doing. It just seems like, and tell me, Ron, if I'm doing too much, because I'm just kind of laying it out for the people of kind of what shifted my mind. On the way to work today, I heard some of this stuff, and my mind just shifted to a point of, wait a minute, forget losing three of your last four. Forget being 6-4. Forget what this offense does in the second half, and can they protect it? Like, forget all that. Like, are we really at a spot with this football team after what they accomplished last year and being 6-4 right now? Are we really at a spot where everybody seems to be reassuring and checking on C.J. Stroud? And I'm not saying they shouldn't, by the way. If they are in that spot, that's great. What they're saying and what they're doing, I'm cool with the approach. I just never thought after the success that CJ's had, and he's played well enough, obviously, to win six games this year, that I would never thought after 10 games I'd be getting the feeling of like, man, it seems like folks are kind of checking in on CJ.
Yeah, I don't know if I really put it all together until, like, I heard him talk about the Dalton Schultz part of it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.